He struggles to the breakfast table, still hungover, hardly able to come to terms with Monday's new demands. To activate the microwave, to reheat Friday's takeaway, the cafetiere to muster up some coffee from the grains. He lights the next last cigarette and promises himself, as he retches in the sink, to change his ways. He dreams inside the sun of Zoe from London 25. She's feet along the fold away, staring at the laundry in the corner that she should have done the night before. Listening to her flatmate singing stone songs in the shower, she hopes she leaves hot water when the bathroom's finally free. She cries into her mirror and smudges her mascara. She's Zoe from London 25. When you're looking for somebody, you might not even see them. When they're standing there in front of you, right before your eyes. If you're looking for somebody, you're gonna need some help. You know you'll never find her when you're still looking for yourself. Station, out of breath and out of options, he couldn't make the phone call to explain himself away. He's locked in a reality that's taking time to sink in, 'cause he's lost inside a daydream. His mind is occupied. He turns his back on everybody, on Zoe from London 25. For somebody you might not even see, when they're standing there in front of you, right before your eyes. If you're looking for somebody, you're gonna need some help. You know you'll never find her when you're still looking for yourself. She's at the broken heel from tripping down the escalator, chasing her white rabbits through the tunnels far below, where she moves around invisible to all concerned anonymous, a dream girl in a nightmare on a journey to the stars.